Well, in this final segment here, we want to talk to you a little bit about, is there a connection between Crooks and Ruth, the two so-called assassins of Donald Trump? Ruth, absolutely assassin. The other guy, a patsy. Oh, he was part of the plot. He just didn't know he was going to be sacrificed. By the way, they found a remote on him. Be a detonator for a car bomb. Mass destruction, right? Disguised assassination. Exactly. We've talked about that before. But anyway, we're going to get into here a connection I think is becoming undeniable by the moment. And it just, I look at this, I go, there's no way this is not true. I'm not going to go through the science of it today with this. I'll go through it at a different time as we gather more information. But I wanted to get this out because I'll tell you, we're making the other side run scared. When Bongino runs something on Secret Service, they're running scared. When we come out with something like this, they're running scared. And we want them to run scared because they will make mistakes. And the more we expose them, the more we paralyze their future efforts to try to kill what should be the next president of the United States. So anyway, I'm Dave Hodges. You know what we do here? We are the show Freeing America, One Enslaved Mind at a Time, and we are brought to you by a great sponsor. We are brought to you by Get Liver Help. Your liver could be problematic. One out of three Americans have a problematic, sluggish liver that needs to be unburdened, and all the toxins we're exposed to, and all the substances we're exposed to, the GMOs, the microplastics, the whole nine yards, it's not good for your liver. Well, there's an answer here. There's an answer in that if you're one in three people that have some of these symptoms, what you could do is get a cutting edge supplement. It's clinically proven. It's called Liver Health Formula, and it's all natural ingredients, so it can't harm you. There's no side effects whatsoever. And this company has helped more than 2 million people achieve a cleansed liver. I think it's a great idea. I think it's well documented what they can do here. And they have a bonus for you, a free 1 month supply of nano powered omega-3 to support heart health. That's the way of saying thank you for doing business with us. But the product itself is going to help your liver. All you got to do is go to getliverhelp.com/Dave, getliverhelp.com/Dave. And if you're on social media, simply click the link in the description box and it'll take you right there and you can order up. And I recommend you do if you've got any of these symptoms. Well, we have something I just want to make a connection here. And I'd like you to share this because I want the other side to know we're doing this. We're watching, we know what they're up to. There's an old term from the 60s called Manchurian candidates. MK Ultra would be the update of that. And then there's new organizations, and I'm preparing work on this. One of them's out of Virginia, and they recruit people and turn them into mind controlled assassins. And you can even do it remotely. You can do it online if you've got the right frequency modulations. Like I said, I'm not going to get into all the science, but it can be done. And I'm going to tell you, they always tend to pick people who are loners, they are misfits. You go, yeah. And they can be manipulated. Now, one of the things, and it's funny, I had this long discussion about this today with my friend Doug Hagman. And one of the things that they will do is they will bypass perceptual defense that keeps you from doing things you ordinarily wouldn't do in a state of hypnosis. And even when people are intoxicated, perceptual defense might be impaired. But it doesn't totally go away. But techniques to get you to overcome this and get around it by changing context and manipulating the brain. This is how you create a Manchurian candidate. How do you get them to forget? Well, there are certain things you could do to neutralize certain parts of what we call the hippocampus. And like I said, we're going to break this down for you in detail, and I'll do it with charts and diagrams and so forth when I teach it. But I want to tell you, I'm absolutely convinced that Crooks and Ruth are both what we would call in old terms Manchurian MK Ultra assassins. They absolutely were. They were pre-programmed. The kid that went from Syracuse to Buffalo and killed the 10 people in the Walmart, and one of the guys he killed was a retired cop who had developed a carburetor put on his truck that was getting, what, 200 miles to the gallon for a gallon of water. Yeah. Can't have that, can we? It's interesting. He was one of the targets. Well, he had FBI contact, and this, you see the pattern all the time. These people are programmed assassins, and this exists. And some of the people associated with this, McChrystal, Petraeus, really? Ex-CIA director, ex-head in Afghanistan, got fired by Obama. Yeah, just got reassigned. They're part of this too. And the source for that's Andrew Bustamante, former CIA person who knows all this, and he went on the X-22 report. Great show. I was been lucky enough to be a guest on it a couple of times. And they documented what I'm saying right here. They documented very clearly about the Center for Assassins using a private residence. Bustamante had the deed of the property, a copy of the deed, showed it on air. I mean, folks, this is what it is. And this is our government. And they have trained hit teams here. So when you hear things like there are 11 hit teams after Donald Trump, I don't know if it's 11 or 9 or 7 or 15. I have no idea. But I will tell you this. Can the concept exist? Does it exist? The answer is absolutely yes. And this is what a criminal nation we've become. We're so depraved. Now, I understand you want to take out foreign leader or foreign general, but American citizens, American politicians, I have a problem with that. And you should too. That you had a right to know, and we'll be following up with more detailed information in the future. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next time.